Hello, my name is Jennifer, and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm, and this is not a sales call. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. We're not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any call in the future, so just to tell you, no worries. Are you David Matthew?
Yeah. Now, if I answer these questions, will you guys stop calling me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, get on to your questions, because please fucking stop calling me.
Okay. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where
cell
you can
phone.
Talk safe? Okay.
Cell phone.
Are you in a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm in a safe place. I'm not driving.
Okay. Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. In which county are you registered to vote? Bernalino, Catron, Chavez, Cibola, Doniana, Eddy, Grant, Eddy. Okay. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or a political blog, or by a candidate or for a political office?
Nope.
Okay. Now, in what year were you born?
71.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school? Some grade school, like from first to eighth, some high school, 9-11, graduate high school, technical vocation school, some college, graduate college, postgraduate.
Well, vocational school and some college.
Okay. Some college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you not likely, not very likely, somewhat likely, very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the elections for the United States Congress were being held today, from who would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Well, the Republican candidate.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Kamala Harris is doing as a vice president? Are you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And now, changing the topics for a moment, I would like to read out your list of the names for different people that is active in politics and here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone that you don't know too much, you know, about it, you just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. So Yvette Harrell is strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable.
Favorable.
Okay. Gabby Vasquez is strongly favorable.
Strongly unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. Donald Trump.
Strongly favorable.
Strongly favorable. Thank you. Joe Biden.
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are you, which of the following issues areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you have to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be the economy and jobs, the environment and climate change, the illegal immigration and border security, education, taxes, national security and foreign affairs, crime and drugs, government spending and the debt, healthcare, social security and Medicare, protecting democracy, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, or abortion? You can choose two.
Okay. Well, democracy, we're not a democracy, so that eliminates one of them right there.
Demo- democracy, okay?
No, no, I didn't say I picked democracy. It's not a relevant thing to me because we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
Okay, okay, okay. So, which one?
I don't know what company came up with these questions, but they're obviously not very bright.
Okay.
What do I care about most? It sure is to leave the climate either.
Okay, but for example, would you think at least one, which one is the most important for you? Like
the economy and the illegal immigration, which also falls under national defense, is how
okay.
we're being invaded.
Okay. So the economy and jobs and then illegal immigration and border security is okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and thinking again about the upcoming November election, how interested are you in the elections for the President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate the interest from 1 to 10, which 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
6.
Okay. Thank you. Now, think is that some more about this year's November election. As you might heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party. For which?
Donald Trump.
Is that definitely or probably Trump?
No, definite.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Herold, Republican?
Yvette Herold,
okay. Is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, now I'd like to read some statements about one of these candidates running for the U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the type of statement that you might hear in the course of the political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote.
I can tell you right now, it makes no difference what he said. Nope, I'm not voting for him. Wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, no difference. Okay, I'll just not much choose all the one. No difference. Okay, now that you have heard some more information, if the elections Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, or Yvette Herold, Republican?
Herold.
Okay. Now, just a few more questions about yourself for statistical purposes. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat? As a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else? Are you
Constitution Party?
Constitution Party. Give me
yes.
A moment. I just got strongly Republican, not so strongly Republican, lean Republican, Independent, or something else. Lean Democrat, not so Democrat, strong Democrat. Would that be the Independent or something else?
No, because again, here we go. Because I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat. I'm a conservative. Just because somebody's a conservative doesn't mean they're a Republican.
So should I choose Independent or something else, right?
Well, if I'm not Independent, I'm a conservative. It's not a thing of being Independent like just two stupid parties.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, this is the part that you actually answered, that you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, conservative on most of the issues. So you're very conservative or somewhat conservative.
Yeah. Conservative, yes.
Okay. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race? Are you Caucasian white, African American or black, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And are you currently single and never married or married, or living with a partner, married, separate, widow, or divorced?
Married.
Okay. And now just for statistical purposes and despite how you might feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the election for the president in November 2020? For Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republic, Joe Justin, Howie Hampton, or order?
It was President.
I'm sorry?
It was Trump. That's who I voted for in 2020, was President Trump.
Okay. So that concludes our survey, and that's pretty much everything. Thank you so much for helping me with the survey. Okay? I appreciate it.
Don't call me back. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.